This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Doc Brown, we all know he's a comedian, a rapper, an actor. He's a fine actor as well. Do an impersonation of anyone you want, Doc Brown. Anyone at all.
G'day.
Wow. That was good.
That was an Australian.
You're really good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Do another impersonation.
G'day. That was from someone from South Australia.
I'm
not good at impressions.
Doc Brown is away again today, as we said last week. But we've got the wonderful Robbie Knox filling in today.
Hello, thank you for having me here. So far, it is the best day of my life.
Really?
Yep.
Why? Really?
Yeah. Just since I got here, everyone's been nice. Got given some water.
Did you get some water? Paper. Did you need anything else? You can have a coffee if you want.
No, I don't want to. Don't take the piss.
You got some water and some paper.
Water, paper,
but no.
Notes and stuff from what's in the show. It's like I've got sort of secret information.
Well, because we've crossed paths quite a few times before, because you work with on the Jackmate show as well. You're quite often appearing on that.
I pop down.
And you were saying that you guys don't even get paper.
We don't get paper. The production on it is a joke. It's embarrassing.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is much better. I feel like I've looked through a window now, and I can never go back to my old life.
I don't think you should. I think you should get out and run. Yeah. But I think it is nice just having paper when you're sitting at a desk, because you just, regardless of how you're feeling, if you just
like a newsreader,
if you just do that a little bit, all of a sudden you're like, do you know what? Yeah, I am really professional.
I feel quite good right now.
You feel really good right now. Feels like growing up.
I feel that you're quite high energy and. Dynamic, and I think I sound quite monotone in comparison.
Really?
I think I might bring it down a bit.
It's all about balance, baby.
Is it?
It's all about balance.
All right, okay.
You know, it will be Paula Abdul and the cartoon
and the cat. MC Scat.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Opposites attract.
Look
at us. Probably making love with it. What? I mean, no.
Who said that? Yep.
No. Robbie Knox, it's so great to have you on the show. We are going to have some of the. We didn't do this last week because Doc was away. We didn't have our rap about anything segment, but we've got a little bit of a surprise guest doing rap about anything for today, which will be. We will reveal after 5 p.m., but we're pretty excited about this. All we can say is friend of the show.
Ooh.
If you do quite often listen to the Tuesday Roundup, then you will definitely know who this character is.
Is it Barack Obama?
It might be.
Ooh.
I'm going to say might be. He's going to battle Donald Trump. It's going to be amazing. So we will have that. And coming up next, we do want to jump into No They Didn't, our regular segment, which is porn related today. We will find you what people have been doing to make us scratch our heads. First things first, though. I want to find out a bit more about Robbie Knox.
Oh.
Because we've only really crossed paths here at FUBAR a few times.
Yeah, mostly out in that little room out there, whatever you call that room. Control room?
Control studio room?
Yeah.
No, this is the studio room, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I've literally been here like 10 times in this building.
Is it on the paper? If it's not on the paper, we don't know what it is.
There's nothing on the paper. Next word on the paper I can see is Europorn.
Europorn, yeah, I know. Can't wait to get into that. But that's not just yet.
I don't want to get. Sorry, I went ahead of myself.
We're talking about porn. Robbie Knox, how many people have you slept with in your life?
I don't know. I'm going to say between 20 and 30.
Wow, that's a lot.
I don't know. Is it?
It's far too much.
Is it?
Far too much. All right, what about...
That was a guess. It might be two.
It might be two. I'm just really shit at math.
It might be myself.
I'm really bad at math. All right, well, have you ever been in a street fight?
A street fight? No.
No. Good.
Never had a fight at all, apart from like with my brother, some kind of things. I like these questions, by the way. They're excellent. Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out a bit more about you.
God, I don't know what's coming next.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
No?
Apart from hearts.
Have you really?
No, not
two
really.
Hearts? Or
no,
possibly hearts. 20 to 30?
20 to 30 hearts. No, I don't think I've ever stolen anything. I'm quite boring.
Yeah?
Yeah, really boring.
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
I have three pairs of shoes. No, that was a lie. I've got two pairs of shoes. Only one of them's really fully functioning. We're talking shoes as in like sort of leather shoes rather than trainers and stuff.
No, trainers included, for sure.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. In that case, I'm going to say about eight, but only three in regular rotation, and the others I probably should throw out.
Yeah, that's fair enough. What about your favourite item of clothing that you have?
I got a t-shirt with lollipops on, ice lollies.
Really?
Quite like that.
Ice lollies.
Yeah, I quite like this jumper.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
But you don't.
What's,
you sound pretty...
what's your favourite item of clothing? I feel I'm not really. It's a bit one sided, this conversation. I'm not really being very polite by asking about yourself.
That was my next question, was have you always been this rude?
No, I have.
I don't know. What is my favourite item of clothing? I think it would probably be, I've got like a vest.
Mm.
Like a, well, in a singlet, or I think maybe, do you call them a, like a wife beater over here, which is a terrible term.
A vest. Yeah.
I've got this vest, and I've literally, it's quite disgusting now, but it's a grey vest that I've had for something like 12 years.
Yeah.
And I know that's really bad, and I do quite often like to wear brand new clothes when I can.
No, well, it sounds like you definitely don't.
But I really love this vest. It's like sometimes I wear this vest when I go out, and it makes, or sometimes I feel like I'll wear it when I'm at home, like as pyjamas.
Is it your all-time favourite item of clothing?
I think it might be up there.
I had, when I was at university, I had a t-shirt. It was like a sort of camouflage t-shirt. It was like, mm-hmm, that Airtex material. It had like little holes in, sort of thing.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm in a gay club. I really like that at the time.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. It was good. So that's one of my all-time favourites. I've got a box in my loft that's marked historically important clothing I can hand down to future generations.
Oh, wow. Is it like a hypercolour t-shirt or something?
It's stuff like things I've really enjoyed and don't want to throw out but no longer are in fashion or appropriate.
Oh.
And like band t-shirts as well. There's a few like things like that. Maybe they don't fit. There's a variety of reasons that something can get in the box.
But they're there. Doesn't mean they should be tossed away.
I feel I've taken over your quickfire questions by going on.
No, not at all. Well, I wanted to get to know you more because I don't know too much. We haven't really had the chance to just sit down and chat.
No, it's lovely, yeah.
It's
and why? What better time than now?
Perfect, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, and last question that I wanted to know is is it nice to be here? Are you excited?
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
You're right. You're not, don't feel weird about anything.
No, why? What's going to happen?
Is everything all right?
Oh, God, now I do.
Anything. We may or may not have some surprises.
Oh, God, what's going to happen?
Well, I don't know. It's your first time doing the show here. We did like to do something a bit weird.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. But first, we don't want to kick off with weird.
Oh, phew.
Not at all. So we're going to talk about Europorn up next.
Going to be sick.
All right, you're on FUBAR. Here's some Kendrick. It's the Tuesday Roundup.
All my life I has to fight, nigga. All my life, hard times like, bad trips like, Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. My Mac 11 need to boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but that's what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking case, stand silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I'm going great. Trying to slap my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in the profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap it back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po when they kill us dead in the street for sure.
Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
You're on FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup, Hugh Joseph, and we got Robbie Knox filling in for Doc Brown today. Have you, like Doc Brown, are you an actor, comedian or rapper?
I would say none of them.
No, what would you describe yourself as, Robbie
Knox? Oh, I don't know, I'm just someone who sits around the house and waits to die, basically.
Oh,
just
really?
Sort of, just kind of killing time and taking the ball to the corners of the football pitch of life and really running down the clock.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, wonderful to have you in before
Thank
you do cark it. Before you do cark it.
Fingers crossed it'll be soon.
Absolutely not, absolutely not. All right, is that part of the show for...
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, they didn't. So someone around the world was always doing something to make us scratch our heads and go, can't believe that you did that. That's what this segment is all about. Now, this is a pretty interesting one. Are you a big porn? Are you a big porn guy?
Define big.
Well, I mean, do you watch a lot of porn? Are you
in... Define a lot. okay. I don't know. I wouldn't say an unhealthy amount, but I
yeah.
Enjoy.
Not like addicted to it, I guess.
No, I wouldn't define addicted.
Well,
No.
We've been on air for 11 minutes. Have you watched any in the last 11 minutes?
A little bit. No, I haven't. No, but I probably will in the next 11.
Okay.
Yourself? Did you enjoy porn?
Yeah. Look, you know, I wouldn't say I was a massive porn guy, but yeah, I have seen, you know, I've seen enough porn and I still watch a bit of porn from time to time. And, you know, I've been in relationships before where the girl, when we watch porn together and all stuff like that. So I don't think there's anything necessarily weird about it or whatever.
Yeah, you got to be watching careful porn, what, you think. If that suggests you got to be careful what you go for, though. Like, what type of thing. You don't want to go too niche, don't think.
But, I mean, I think it is quite funny as well when they do put, say, production value and stuff.
Yeah.
When they try to implement it into porn and they might have some sort of elaborate sort of setup or something like that. And then just goes into two people rooting. And
in the olden days.
Everything else is out the window.
In the olden days, before the internet was video and the internet was good, I remember buying a DVD of an adult DVD. Yeah, I know.
Throwback.
And at the beginning of it, it had a little thing that... It was sort of early 2000s, I guess, and it had a little thing, like a picture of the American flag, just before the film started, and it said something like, never forget 9/11. Like, it was obviously some tribute that they'd made. But I don't know.
Holy,
if you're putting
shit
on that film, is that... I think I might throw you off your stride. I don't really want to think about 9/11 now.
No. Like, you'd have to have some serious concentration game, wouldn't you, to sort of keep... Yeah, because surely that would be up there with, like, okay, if you're trying to not get an erection, that's a great thing to think about. Yep. Your grandma or something like Margaret Thatcher. Something like that, you know what I mean?
I think, maybe when I'm watching this video, I'd like to forget 9/11 for at least 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, it is some very, very questionable stuff. But, I mean, one of the... As I said, the things that I do like is there when they do try to throw a bit of production value in there. So today's No, They Didn't. This is from a European porn producer. He's used a village church as the backdrop for his a hardcore porn shoot. Apparently people are a little bit upset because it's like, apparently it's like fetish porn as well. So I don't know exactly what kind of fetish porn it was, but he didn't have permission to shoot there too, which I guess is a little bit of a no-no when you want to film things and put them wherever they're going. Apparently
he needs to get his location release form signed, doesn't he?
Which is going to be tricky.
Yeah,
I think if you're at a church, of all things, you know, like I've you know, seen like video clips and other movies and stuff filmed in churches, and they're probably always a little bit like, well, what are you doing it for, and what are you doing at this?
Yeah,
but I, as far as production value goes, it's pretty up there. It's gonna get some attention. You know,
they've made an effort. Yeah, they've done well there, I think. Yeah. I mean, was it just a nice location, or was it related? We don't know, do we?
We don't know.
Was it related to religion, or were they just trying to be a bit offensive, a bit risky?
I don't know.
Okay, we need to learn more about this.
We do need to. We do definitely
by watching the film.
We might have to. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there we go. That would definitely tick your watching point in the next 11-minute box, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Amazing, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Unless it was one of those ones where they were trying to come up with some clever pun for the name. You know, when this one's like, I've seen ones where it's like the Terminator is doing sex to everybody and it's called the Sperminator.
That's brilliant.
Stuff like that.
Star Wars
or yeah. What's another one? That's always
Shaving Ryan's privates, everyone says.
Exactly.
I don't know if these are real ones or not, or just things that people have said.
Or where a lady sleeps with a driver and it's driving Miss Daisy crazy.
Oh, that's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So maybe it was that. Maybe it was something to do with the Passion of the Christ something.
Yeah.
Or you know.
I'm going to... during the next song, I'll think of a good one.
Yeah.
And a title for this.
Yeah, I think that's great.
All right.
That's great. Well, I would like to know, though, what do you... and we'd like to hear from you as well. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. Can you think of somewhere worse to film a porno than a church? A church has got to be pretty up there.
I could think of worse places, but I think it's too harsh to say.
I don't think. Are we? Hang on. I'm just trying to figure out. Are we checked by Ofcom or not? I'm just trying to. Are we? We're not. Oh, so we're allowed to say whatever we want. Oh,
yeah. But
Robbie, go to town, son.
I've also got to look at myself in the mirror and respect myself. I don't know. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you off mic, and then you can tell you whether you think I should have said it.
Oh, I don't know. This is too much now. People listening will be
Auschwitz.
People listening will be thinking, no, this is too intriguing. We need to know now.
You see, I just said it, and that has lost it.
And even by asking you guys listening, we want you to help us think of somewhere worse to film a porno than a church. That's not like a... this is a challenge. We want you to tell us places worse than a church to film a porno.
Yeah.
Come on, Robbie. I know there's something on the tip of your tongue.
Auschwitz.
Where?
Auschwitz.
Auschwitz?
A concentration camp.
Oh, yeah, that would be about... damn. Okay, we're going to go to a song. I think we just...
I should have told you.
Shit, no, that really backfired, Robbie. We should have talked about this. I'm just screwing with you. That's a good one. That's a really, really bad one.
I don't think it's a good one. I think it's horrific.
It's a really bad one. Yeah, that's a terrible one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But you're playing the game. That's what the game was.
I don't know if I want to play this game.
You don't want to?
I don't know. I feel bad about myself now. I thought I was going to feel good.
Yeah. Awkward silence.
Really awkward.
Brilliant.
Oh, well. Okay. Never mind.
Oh, no, no.
My phone's ringing. I hope it's no one offended.
It might have been. It might have been someone really upset.
I'm not going to answer it. It's an unknown number.
How do you feel now?
I feel all right now. I forgot about it.
Okay, good.
I forgot what we're talking about, really.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I think we were talking about you shooting a porno in a concentration camp. I think that's what we were...
It's hot in there, isn't it?
I'm fine.
All right, good. Well, thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure there's other bad places. What's the worst place you'd go for then?
Worst place I would... what about like if there was like on the in the center stage at like SeaWorld where they do all the dolphin displays? You know, and the person comes out to go, "Hey, today we're going to be watching Flipper jump through a thing," except they just went out there and shot a porno.
So what, with all the kids watching?
And that would be terrible, right?
And we just have if you sit in the front three rows, you might get wet.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Good.
That'd be worse than SeaWorld. Would that be worse than a church? Depends if you're church? Religious or not.
Well, I think at the church, there was no one there. No one saw this obviously happening at the time.
Yeah.
So I think if you did it in front of a group of kids at SeaWorld, that would be a lot worse, yeah.
Because today's service would be hand service.
Very good.
Very good. Yeah.
I'm going to need a bit of time to think of anything. I'm not great at...
Look, as soon as we realised what we were going to talk about today, everyone nodded in agreement, went, this is going to get messed up.
Yeah.
But you know what? Why not? It's Tuesday. We're allowed to get weird.
That's not a rule.
It's not a rule. It should be a bloody rule.
All right. Well, you're in charge. Sure. I mean, you're in charge. I mean, I don't mind. If that's the rule, that's the rule.
Get at us. Tweet at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. A European porn producer. He's used a church as a backdrop for a hardcore porno shoot. We would like to know, can you trump that? Can you think of somewhere worse to film a porno than a church? We'd love to hear from you. And we'll get your stories up very soon on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands, to show you everyone it's
That's the Zombies, Time of the Season, as chosen by our very own Robbie Knox, sitting in for Doc Brown today on FUBAR.
Yay, what a me.
That was a brilliant choice.
Thank you very much. I felt a lot of pressure picking the songs.
Mm.
I thought I'd be judged, but I think I've done well. I'm quite confident in my selections.
Well, you're right. It is a tough one, though, because, you know, when you do, like, I was with some people the other night, and someone was like, oh, YouTube party or something. This was, yeah. I don't know, a couple of weeks ago or something. And people were putting on different songs. A lot of 90s throwbacks, a lot of 90s rock and stuff. And then somebody put on, like, a Pink, you know, the rock singer.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm familiar with the
some
work.
Some quite horrible Pink song, and everyone was like, ooh.
And also, I didn't want to go too all old and look past it. I wanted to have a mix of like more recent stuff and older things and genres and all that. I felt a lot of pressure. I was almost sick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? It is a bit of a tough one. But no, you've done very, very well. It's lovely having you here filling in for Doc Brown today. We've been chatting about a European porn producer who used a village church as the backdrop for a hardcore porn shoot. And we're asking you guys to help us see if you can trump it. Can you think of somewhere worse to film a porno than a church?
There's a computer screen here and there's some emails.
Oh, yeah, of course. You can email.
Do I read them out?
Yeah, yeah. Email anytime, hd@fubarradio.com, or you can tweet @fubarradio. We'd love to hear your suggestions.
Brilliant. I feel like I'm like a really good sidekick type person here now doing the reading out bits. It's good.
Well, you're technically working in IT because you've got a mouse, you've got a computer in front of you.
I have, yeah. And I don't know. Is this what Outlook looks like these days? I haven't used Outlook for years.
Not sure. I'm going to say yes.
This is the magic that you got me in for. We've had a tweet from Chantel Cooksey who says, a retirement home. And then there's like a face blushing. And then she's gone #ooh.
Of a retirement home. Yeah, that would be a pretty bad one to shoot a porno in, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, it depends. If it's for old people or if that's your niche, then that's probably the perfect place.
old porn? Is it old porn? Surely an old porn must be a thing. There's so many wild things. Like, my theory has been for a little while now that whatever you can imagine people would do to each other, like even depraved stuff, whatever you can imagine, there's something 10 times worse than that that somebody does as a full-time job, and you've never even imagined it.
Yeah.
So shit gets weird.
There's a lot of niche stuff as well, isn't there, that occasionally, and dark evening you'll click on and just out of curiosity.
Can I tell you, just before you jump into the more tweets and stuff like that, can I just tell you a story about if anyone correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think they're called fluffies, the people that that dress up in animal suits go to big sex parties and stuff like that. Is that right? Does anybody know that? Fluffies? Pretty sure it's fluffies, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is a story of a guy who went out to might have been in Canada or something like that, was out at a fluffy party out in the woods. So they're all doing sex to each other. Anyway, he wandered off. He was apparently a lot of people there were tripping on peyote, and he wandered off into the woods, tripping balls, and he came across a sleeping bear, and he thought it was a furry. He tried to fuck it, and he got mauled to death.
Wow.
Shouldn't laugh, but
yeah, sort of natural selection, isn't it? Darwin would love that.
Yeah, it is Darwin.
Yeah. Do you want another email? All right. The title of this one is Chip Sex.
Chip Sex.
And it says, hey, it's from Mary in Essex. I should have said that first, shouldn't I? I'm learning.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Mary in Essex sent us an email called Chip Sex that says, hey, I love to film my porno in a chip shop fryer. I love to sizzle.
Oh, I like what she's done there. Yeah. She's got the slip the pun in there as well.
Yeah, and also, I don't know when she says in a chip shop fryer, she means the actual frying machine, or whether she means the woman who fries the chips.
Yeah, like do it to her.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, I like that. Greasy. Oh, you're looking so, just seeing the sweat drip down the side of her head. So, maybe like I can see the scene here.
Go on.
You go into the chippy, right? You order your chips. The guy taking your order turns back to Martha and goes, Martha, small chips to go, open packet. Martha, quite large woman there with an apron on and a muumuu type dress. She's like, yeah, right, fucking hell. So something like that, right? And then you're sitting there.
It's got a little bit less erotic than I thought.
A little bit less erotic. Yeah. But then you're sitting there outside the in the shop floor on the little bench against the wall. And then you turn around and you see Martha, and she's just gently back and forth moving the chippy thing with her hand.
Keep going.
Thing like that, right? Oh, and she's like got a little bit of sweat just trickles down the side of her head mixed with grease. A lot of grease, greasy sweat. And you're like, bloody hell. It's like God's giving her a massage, right? A full body oil rub right now. This poor woman, Martha, and then she coughs a little bit. As she coughs, one of her big flabby boobs kind of jiggles a bit. And you're like, oh, damn, look at that piece. And then all of a sudden, the guy at the front of the counter, he goes, oh, I've got to go check my car park. He runs out. It's just you and Martha in the chippy.
Okay.
She turns around and says, it's done. And he says, my chips. And she goes, no, me. Come over here and finish it.
And
is that what happens, maybe?
No. Because then there's some kind of thing where she said she doesn't quite work that way around. But maybe a woman comes in and she says, and there's a guy behind, and she says, I order small chips. And he goes, I order a small portion. And he goes, I've got a large.
Oh,
and
then boom!
He gets out his massive penis.
Yeah.
And has sex with her.
And you got to watch out, because they bloody fry everything in chippies these days. Mars bars, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Watch it. You don't get your pee-pee fried. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Chippy porno is a good
one. That is all you're going to say, it's going to be an awful remainder of the show.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's it.
I'm out.
What do we think about that?
Drops mic. I'm out.
Brilliant.
What else we got?
There's one more. And this is an email also from Peter in Tooting.
Hi, Peter.
His title of it is called it Naughty Sex.
Yeah.
He's not really answered the question, but just showed off a bit. But we'll read it out anyway. He says, hey, I once had sex during a funeral. I'm an atheist, and it was in a church and went on for ages. The sex didn't, though.
So he's actually had sex in a church?
During a funeral.
During a funeral.
I don't know if he was at the funeral or just was walking past and went in. I don't know if it was a funeral of a friend or something.
What are our thoughts here? Because, when they were shooting a porno at this church, this European porn producer, they just used it as a backdrop. But our friend here, Peter, he's not only done sex in a church, but during a funeral.
How mucky is the girl who you go to? Do you want to have sex during the funeral? She goes, yeah, all right.
Well, actually, no. Yeah. Because haven't you seen Wedding Crashers, the movie? They go to weddings where there's vulnerable girls who are like, oh, I wish I was getting married today, but I'm not. Maybe I'll just sleep with some dude. That's the theory of the movie, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then the,
that's different from a funeral, though. It's very different.
No, Will Ferrell, in that, he's like, yeah, yeah, I used to do weddings. Now right. I go to funerals. Now I go to grieving women at funerals. All sorts of messed up, but it's true.
And that's documentary.
So it's true, life. So he's actually, this guy, Pete's actually done sex in a church during a funeral. Are we in agreement that that definitely trumps shooting a porno at a church?
Yeah.
That definitely trumps it, doesn't it? Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands
up.
It's all sorts of messed up.
Yeah.
Pete, you are a wild man.
Well done, Pete.
That's trumped it.
Can we have some, I'd like some more information. Like, did he meet the person there? Can we get a list of questions for Pete?
And was it a priest?
Grieving priest? And how does he bring it up? Like, his penis. I mean, how does he bring up the subject of having sex? How'd you raise that?
I don't know. What did you do? Beautiful service, wasn't it? Yeah, it's great to celebrate someone's life.
Dragging on a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Dave's still dead, so And whose funeral was it? How did he know the person?
Maybe he didn't.
Like, was it, if it was close family, it gets a little bit weird sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that would be weird. Yeah. That would be weird.
It's still quite weird. Yeah.
Could be open casket, so the person was really, really attractive. You don't know.
Yeah.
Could have been like, oh, damn. Just one last time I got
that'd
to see.
That'd be quite attractive, I think. That'd be really attractive.
Well, you wouldn't have sex with them, because that's necrophilia, and that's terrible. That's worse. That's horrible.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean necessarily you go, oh, they've passed away. This is getting really weird.
This is really weird, yeah. I didn't realise I was coming in for this. I thought this was going to be quite nice.
Oh, God. How do we change this around really fast, Robbie Knox? What do we do?
I don't know. Press one of the... There's loads of buttons. I just hit a few.
So he's talking about he's had sex in a church during a funeral. That's... What about if we do... What about if we change this to where have you done it in public?
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Would that get away from this weird? Because this, I feel, well, this is weird. Yeah, everyone's agreeing. This is not too weird. Let's do that. Can we chuck a tweet out now? Tweet at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. Where have you had sex in public? Let's try to get this back on the level.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Oh, go on.
I've got one from very, very recent.
Oh, go on.
I've got one from Sunday night.
Wow. Where was it? What, was it someone you just met, or was it someone that you'd known for a while?
Someone I've known for a little while. But I'm going to say this because I know that anybody associated to this story will not be listening right now. So I'm really, really more than happy to share this with you and with FUBAR listeners. That's fine. I feel fine about it. If they are listening, I'm sorry. But I don't think they are.
No.
All right. So I went to... I was a friend of mine is in a show. I'm not going to name any names here at all right, of people. But a friend of mine is in a circus show called La Soiree.
Okay.
Right, it's been down at the on the Thames for the last couple of months, I think, the show.
Where is it on, if people want to go? Because
it's finished now. Closing night is on Sunday night. La Soiree. It's a circus. I think it's the Spiegel Tent. I had the Spiegel Tent down.
Oh, down at South Bank.
Yeah, South Bank. Okay, down there. Yeah. Closing night party. Well, it wasn't really a party. But it was backstage afterwards, and it was people were celebrating a little bit, you know, because it's some people were going off to another party, but the people that I were with had to fly out really early, so they weren't having a rager. So we're having a little celebration backstage, and I was there was someone there that I knew, and that we had some sort of history together previously, and we had a couple of drinks. We're all hanging out. Seemed like there might have been a bit of an opportunity to go to the toilet, bathroom quickly with said person.
Oh, okay, right. Sorry, I thought you literally just meant go to the toilet and have a poo or something.
No.
That makes more sense now, yeah.
So I did. I had a shag in the toilets backstage at La Soiree in the Spiegel Tent.
That's good.
Yeah, that's my story. That's my story. I haven't really had public sex for a long, long time.
No.
Haven't even had sex for a long, long time.
People don't have public sex with you. Drop us a tweet. Someone else phoning me up now. I'm very popular here today, aren't I?
Oh, God.
Should turn my phone off as well, shouldn't I?
Well, have you had sex in public before? Or anywhere? Where's the interesting place that you've done it?
Newcastle.
Yeah? That's it. Just in Newcastle.
Once. That's a weird place, isn't it?
That is weird. That is really weird.
Yeah. That's Newcastle, England. Not like... There's one in Australia as well.
There is. That would be even weirder. Long way to go.
Yeah, if you've had sex in Newcastle, drop us a tweet something.
Yeah.
I'm getting into this now. I'm just asking people to drop tweets. I don't know if you drop tweets. You write them properly.
You can if you want. You can drop tweets.
Yeah.
All right, well, get at us and we'll get your stories up soon where you've somewhere interesting maybe you've gotten laid or a public place or something like that. We'll change your turn on this one. He's Kanye West, Real Friends No More, Parties in LA. This one's featuring Kendrick as well. You're on FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup.
Real friends, how many of us? How many of us? How many jealous? Real friends, there's not many of us. We smile at each other, but how many honest? Trust issues, switch up the number. I can't be bothered, I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. Fuck the church up by drinking at the communion. Spilling free wine, now my tux is ruined. In town for a day, what the fuck we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. Shit, I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry? Tell me you want them tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on the FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my real friends, I guess I get what I deserved on her. Word on the streets if they ain't heard from them. I guess I get what I deserved on her. Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them. Couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid. Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog. Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I'm finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit. Like I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill shit. Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you been nothing but a friend to me. Niggas thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't spoke to niggas in centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy. Money turn your kin into an enemy. Niggas ain't villains, they pretend to be. Looking for real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end, to the reals, to the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m. calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when a nigga text you like, what's up, fam? Hope you good. You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Eh? Real friends. I guess I get what I deserved on her.
Word on the streets if they ain't heard from him.
I guess I get what I deserved on her. Talk down on my name, throw dirt on him.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body. like, baby, you forgot your Ray-Bans, and my sheets still orange from your spray tan.
It was more than soft porn for the gay man. She remember my sprinters, and I was in the great van. I'm well, cutie, I like your bougie booty. Come here, come by, do me. Well, let's make a movie. Hell, you know my repertoire is like a wrestler. Show you the rope, connect the dots.
Hey, country girl in the front.
You're on FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got Robbie Knox filling in for Doc Brown this
week. Here.
Good.
Hello,
sir. If you have just joined us, welcome. It's taken a little bit of a bit of a turn this one, but we were previously talking about a European porn producer used a village church as a backdrop to a porn shoot. We were trying to trump that. Can you think of somewhere worse? We got there pretty quickly with a friend Pete telling us that he not only has he had sex in a church, but it was during a funeral as well.
Yeah, he's sent us another email.
He sent us another email. That's what we want to know now. We have been talking now about where have you gotten laid in public. I got laid backstage at a circus the other night, which wasn't with a car full of clowns, upsetting, but it was with a human woman, which is still pretty good.
Yeah, that's right? Pretty good.
Still
yeah.
Worked out fine.
Yeah. Well, I think any sex is a result.
Yeah, a result.
Yeah. it's chalked up as a win. So Peter says, yo, it's Peter again. I tried to hide behind a pillar, and she tried to hide herself on my pillar. He means his penis there.
Right.
It wasn't a vicar, and to be honest, I wasn't a massive fan of the deceased, but there was a lovely buffet spread at the reception, so I liked him more after I had some sausage rolls and scotch eggs.
Oh, right, there you go.
Why did you go to the funeral? I suppose so you could get laid.
So you could get laid.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
There's more emails. Someone else says, I haven't read these, so God knows what I'm about to read.
Oh, good, good, good.
Stacey says, I slept with a guy at the back of the corner shop. We were looking at the biscuits and things got a bit frisky. It was very hot, but also very grim looking back.
Yeah, well, and there's like, don't they have like the mirrors and everything, like everyone would have been watching, or the corner store, or do you reckon the guy that worked there?
God, I've just worked that out.
Customer.
I thought she meant round the back of it, but she says at the back.
Yeah, at the back. That's what I saw.
Oh,
she was
God,
like,
yeah.
She was looking at halloumi. He was looking at oats, and they were like, "Oh, the fridge and the little aisle in the middle, they cross paths."
You should you've got a good imagination for this. You should write pornos.
Well, just that was where I was going to lead to next.
It's good,
but I wonder if that was with the shopkeep or if it was with just another customer.
Yeah, it doesn't say. I don't know. We've got a lot of follow-up questions here to all these.
If she is up the back looking at halloumi, and the shopkeep comes up going, "Can I help you with anything?" She's like, actually, you can. I've got a bit of an itch. If you could scratch it.
Susie in Romford says, I've done is. These people can't write. She says, I've done it. I'll translate what she tried to write. I've done it in an ice cream van. I made him play that creepy music as well, and we had a whippy afterwards. I was living the dream, baby. Not any dream I've had. I'm presuming Susie's an adult. I hope she's an adult.
Oh, shit.
This is horrendous otherwise. Yeah, here we go.
Oh,
these are the people that listen to FUBAR. They're in their bed
really
since.
It is specifically the show as well.
Yeah, and just off to have sex in ice cream vans. Someone else has sent the message titled Sexing. I'm enjoying what everyone's calling the subjects of their emails. Me and a guy I used to work with at a supermarket crept out the back and had sex in the big freezer where we kept all the milk. We were both ill the day after. Judy from Woking.
Oh, that is a good one. That is a good one.
Oh, brilliant.
I've gotten this when I was a little, maybe in my early 20s or something like that. But I had been, I lived on the east coast of Australia where it was rather warm. And I was a girl that I just met. I was teaching her to surf on a bit of a small day on a longboard.
Yeah.
A bigger longboard. Teaching her to surf. She caught a wave. She eventually caught a wave. And she was so excited afterwards. She was like, do me on the surfboard right now.
Wow.
So I did. And then it was kind of like when you get a lot of salt and sand and things like that.
Yeah. Is it one of those things that sounds better than it, the reality?
No, I think it was still pretty good.
Yeah.
Still pretty good. But obviously, you know, some people, I guess, are really brash about it. Anywhere, I don't care, I'll do it. I've never had that many really experiences, even though, obviously, backstage at the circus the other night on a surfboard in water at a beach. Maybe there's been a few. Maybe there's been a few. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really think about it. Where would you like to? Is there somewhere where you'd like to do it in public, Robbie Knox?
Oh, anywhere I'd take. Just anywhere. Anything, anywhere, anyone. I'm not really fussed. I don't know. a difficult question.
Mm.
I think if you're going to go publicly, you should go like, just go really, really public. Half time at the FA Cup final, semicircle.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
15 minutes you got. That's plenty of time. I don't know. I don't know. You?
I don't know. I would have liked to. I guess it's one of those things where you don't really want to do it where people are watching. So you wanted to do it somewhere.
Oh, I think I
somewhere
would.
Fun
I think
and exciting.
I'd quite like that.
Really?
Yeah. Put on a show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess you could. Like maybe if you're in like the box of like a theatre, maybe beautiful opera or something, and you're up the thing with your little spectacles on while you're doing someone over the banister.
Yeah.
And everyone can watch and go, oh, actually.
And the Queen's there. It's like some big opening gala.
Oh, wouldn't that be bless?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
And you lock eyes with her.
Yeah.
Stare her down.
Oh, God. You can keep your tweets coming in at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hdfubarradio.com. We do need to move on. Coming up next, someone's got a little bit upset about something a little bit strange. Robbie Knox, you're going to give us all the details for that one.
Okay.
On FUBAR, it's a Tuesday Roundup.
FUBAR Radio presents...
I'd been dating a girl for a while. I took her to my dad's house for the weekend, and she complimented him on one of his lamps. My dad liked to drink, so the whiskey was free-flowing. My dad and I went to go outside for a cigarette, and when we came back, she was wearing the lampshade on her head. She winked at my dad and started rubbing his bald patch and said to call her Miss Lightfingers. I'm assuming that was a drunk cabaret name, but who the hell knows?
Drunk cabaret name, yes!
Every Thursday,
Johnny and I know,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Learning everything for two. Doing everything with you. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself.
White Stripes, just don't know what to do with myself. I'm FUBAR, the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we got Robbie Knox. filling in for Docus Browneth Kenneth McDougall, who's off filming something.
Is he? What's he doing? Do you know?
I think it's might be secret. Doing the Lewis Hamilton thing. He's doing some. He's going to be Lewis Hamilton in a new TV show.
Is he?
Might be that or some other thing. He's doing a few things at the moment.
Okay.
He's busy. He's busy man.
Sounds busy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
See.
Shall I read this out?
Please.
So, do I have to wait for a jingle or anything, or are we all jingled out now?
Nah, we got more jingles, but not for a
not for this.
Little while.
Okay, I don't want to mess up the show, you see. I'm really, really trying to toe the party line
You're
here.
You're doing great.
Okay, so the story is, and I'm just going to read it, a chef became so enraged that a family friend had stirred his homemade chili that he stabbed the man and bit him, police say.
Mm.
The way they write that is as if it didn't happen, but the police are just saying it. That is what the police say.
Police say.
The 26-year-old from Detroit, shock, allegedly lost his temper with his wife, 35, and a family acquaintance, 30, just after 5:10 a.m. on Friday over the pair tampering with his food.
Mm.
Officer Jennifer Moreno said that when they questioned the family friend following the alleged attack, he told them that the chef was unhappy about him stirring the chili.
Mm, well, tricky one. Chefs can get a little bit funny about their food like that, can't they?
That's more a bit funny, isn't it?
It's a little bit funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Sometimes people are precious about things.
Yeah.
Precious about. Maybe, I mean, have you got anything that you don't want anybody to touch? Something precious to you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, do you mean literally just touch or break?
I don't know.
I don't want break. Bringing. I don't know about that. The thing that would annoy me is like if I'm playing FIFA and someone walks in front of the screen, I'd sort of lose it a bit there, I think. But apart from that, I'm pretty chilled.
Or what if you're playing FIFA and you've got it on pause and then somebody picks up the remote and to potentially unpause it?
Oh, I don't think that's ever happened to me, but I imagine I'd be unimpressed.
Would you bite and stab?
I'd probably, yeah.
You probably would, wouldn't you?
I'd probably, yeah. You can get quite angry to stab someone and then bite them.
How much do you love FIFA? We've got to put this in perspective. You might not be
stab them,
man.
But I wouldn't bite them as well.
I know, yeah. Biting's too far, isn't it? Biting, yeah. You get little bruises, you can get infections. And
I like the way that tetanus. I like the way that he stabbed the guy and then went, I'm not done, mate.
No.
I'm not done. You don't.
No.
I don't think I've expressed how angry I am. I need to really, really show you. So I'm now going to bite you, yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, I think it's a bit of a funny one with food as well. I think people like heard you saying that, it made me reminded me of when I used to live an old flatmate from years and years and years ago who whenever I would cook, because I love cooking, whenever I would be cooking, he would always come and put his head over my shoulder and go, oh, no, you need to, oh, no, and him just going like over the shoulder passenger chefing would, I'd get completely enraged and I would always end up yelling at him to fuck off out the kitchen, mate.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
What's your signature dish? Imagine you were trying to romance me and I was coming around for dinner. What'd you cook?
It's always for a long, long time now. It's been spanakopita, which is spinach and feta, like parcels. It's my go-to. And that with a Greek salad.
In phyllo pastry, are we talking?
Yeah. Mm.
I don't think you'd get in my pants with
that.
Why? I'm not into feta.
You're not into feta?
No.
What about alcohol, if I just plied you with alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'd be fine. Be putting it out in no time.
Woo!
go nuts. Yeah. Is there anything that you don't want people to touch?
I'm really funny about my toothbrush.
No.
And it even happened recently. Someone touched it and I was like, oh, I moved it and I just put it down on the bench and did something like that. I threw it away. Don't touch it.
Why?
My toothbrush for me, like literally, I brush my teeth and then I put it back in its little case and then it goes back into my little thing in the bar because I live in shared house.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how people like share toothbrushes. What are your thoughts on people sharing a toothbrush?
I generally use my own toothbrush, but I have used in my youth, if I've met a girl, I might have used her toothbrush.
Maybe if it's your partner and you're
like if you just met a girl.
I had a friend not long ago going, hey man, I was staying at his house, right? He's like, I've got to get up and leave, but you're welcome to just stay when you wake up, have some breakfast, have a shower, use my toothbrush, go for it. And I was like, what?
Yeah,
what
that's
fresh
a bit
hell
weird.
Is this?
Yeah.
I don't want anybody touching my toothbrush. I feel weird about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch it.
No.
I feel.
Don't, please don't.
Yeah.
Is that weird? Maybe that's a bit weird.
I don't know. I don't think it's that weird.
No.
I don't think many people want people to do things with their toothbrushes, but I think, I'm pretty relaxed about it though. I don't care.
No.
Do you want my toothbrush?
People are different. You know what I mean?
I always wash my toothbrush before I use it, just in case. Like run under the tap.
Yeah.
You never know what's happened.
But I mean, like for me, like, you know, I'm not a big gamer. So if I was playing FIFA and I had it on pause right at the big point and somebody came and played and finished, I wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother me at all. Or even someone stirred my chili. I guess
the lesson is that we're all different.
Touch my
toothbrush.
Touch my goddamn toothbrush. Game over, son. Yeah. Biting, kicking, and stabbing. That's the least of your problems.
Yeah.
Least.
That's fair enough. Yeah, I'm pretty relaxed. You seem quite relaxed as well. I don't imagine you get angry very easily.
Not very. But unless you toss my toothbrush.
What was the last time that you shouted at someone or you're angry?
The last time I got angry was about 5 hours ago when I was having a coffee in my kitchen. And I realised...
Someone touched his toothbrush.
Yeah, someone touched my toothbrush. No, I realised that because my front yard, it's been smelling like turds more and more and more lately. And I honestly wondered...
Did it always smell a bit?
A little bit, but it's been getting worse and worse and worse. Like over the last couple of months, I've noticed it getting worse and worse and worse. And I have the next door neighbours I know definitely have a dog and have some pets and stuff. So I have been curious, have they been putting dog poo in our yard somewhere? Have they been hiding it? Like,
why would they do that?
I don't know.
Are they mental?
Maybe. I thought anyway. Yeah, we chat every now and then. They're nice.
It seems unlikely that they just hide bits of dog poo in your garden.
I don't know. Maybe they just think, well, the dog's shit in our front yard. Let's just get rid of it, throw it in their yard. Shh, no one's any the wiser, except for you with the nose.
Yeah.
The nose that of a
bloody nose.
Person that
That's
smells
the
thing foil, good.
Plan foiling thing, isn't it? Have you looked around? Have you searched for the dog poo?
Well, no, I realised what it was today because I looked up and there was 5 cats in my front yard all...
defecating.
Yeah. And wow. I realised that for some reason my front yard has become the neighbourhood toilet for all these cats.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was like literally 5 cats all hanging out, doing high fives, chatting, doing a poo.
Reading the paper.
Mucking around. Like it's a little hangout. I basically got a cat youth centre out the front of my house.
That's amazing. I yelled
and I screamed. I got angry.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I once went travelling around Mexico and I went to... there's like a little village near Chichen Itza.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a... we were staying in, like, we got a place where you put your hammocks up and that sort of thing. And it was like £1 a night or something like that. And this place was basically like, I've never seen more pregnant dogs.
Pregnant dogs?
Like literal animal dogs sort of thing, just pregnant everywhere. Like, and they just lying around, like everywhere you looked. Honestly, there were like 10 pregnant dogs within your field of vision.
Yeah.
It was like some dog 1830 hell that gone wrong and just loads of pregnant dogs everywhere.
Oh god.
So it could be worse. You could have loads of pregnant dogs in your yard.
I don't think it's far off. I don't want any more cats pooing in my front yard.
If you're listening, cats,
if you're listening,
send us a tweet and ask and tell us whether you'll be.
But some people are funny because have you lived in a lot of share houses?
Yeah. I live with quite a few people early on, and then eventually everyone stop wanting to live with me, so I live with my friend Sally for about 7 years.
Mm.
Yeah,
have you? Because you do when you do share a house, the more you share, the more chances go straight through the roof of you sharing with someone absolutely crazy. I've shared a lot since I was 16. I left home, it was my first share house. So I've shared tons and tons and tons. And so, like, even talking about the chef, like biting and stabbing someone for stirring his chili. Like I've lived in places where people have just been absolutely nuts about you touch just about anything of theirs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've seen like people have been like hanging a towel somewhere and somebody's like, oh, I don't want a towel hanging in the, you know, a wet towel hanging in the lounge room. So they've moved it somewhere else. Come home, huge fights. Crazy. Don't you touch my shit. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy people.
People do get really... I can see why. It's sort of quite a sort of... everyone on top of each other sort of thing.
Mm.
I've lived with a few people who have been a little bit mental, but not... no one has really, really lost it.
No. Bugger. Yeah. Well, there's still time, Robbie Knox.
A friend of mine lived with someone, moved into a shared house, and there was a group of... It was a group of people, and this person only knew... some of the people very vaguely, and then one of them disappeared like within a week of there. Disappeared, and it turned out he'd gone to prison for being a paedophile.
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh bloody hell! That's horrible. I'll never share a house again.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
That is.
Shit!
I thought
my towel story was bad. Yeah. Shit! It's got nothing.
Yes, there you go. Oh. Really brought the mood down a bit there, haven't we?
You did. That's it.
Sorry about that.
No, not at all. Not at all. We do have some more tweets and emails coming in for places where you've done it in public.
Yeah.
So we'll go to a song and then we'll jump into those. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio. HD at FUBARradio.com is the email address if you want to let us know places where you've done it in public. And we'll get those stories up very, very soon. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup.
Stop.
Love the Pixies. Where is my mind? Love that tune. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph and we've got Robbie Knox filling in for Docus Brown.
Yeah.
We've got a bit of feedback coming through, apparently. Word on the grapevine.
Some emails, yep. Riley says that me and this guy I was seeing had sex during a film at the cinema.
Right, because we have been asking, if you just joined us, where have you gotten laid in public? We did start off talking about people who were shooting a porno using a church as a backdrop. We were trying to trump that. Someone trumped that really easily with they actually had sex in a church during the funeral. So we've now moved on to sex in public places.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is from Natasha in Berrylands. When I was younger, I dated an older man at work. He had a girlfriend, so we didn't really have anywhere for a hookup. So we went to the park and I gave him a blowy.
Oh, cute. What a sweet story.
Yeah, it's
you
lovely.
You can see that when you're at the parents' house. I was like, how did you guys meet? Funnily enough.
Yeah. Unfortunately, and predictably, he told people at work and they kept saying park life to me whenever I came in. The blowy wasn't great for me, as the park was near a sewage plant, so the smell and taste were pretty disgusting, really.
Oh!
Natasha in Berrylands, ladies and gentlemen.
That is really bad. And that is, if we're going to really, really go lowbrow, that's pretty much very close to a blumpy. And that's when you receive oral sex while you're on the toilet, which is quite similar to that. You'd be smelling something similar. That's pretty lowbrow. It's pretty disgusting. Yeah. But there you go.
That's
it's a thing.
Good. Sam in Basildon says, this is on the touching thing, things you can't touch. If anyone touches my feet, I immediately plot their downfall. I bide my time, but once it's done, I will get you for sure.
Well, yeah, we were just talking before about a chef in the States who bit and stabbed someone for stirring his chili pots. We want to know what if someone touched would completely outrage you.
Doug says if you touch his razor, he will shave your whole body and throw you naked outside in the cold. Tracy says, no one can touch my crochet blankets. I will go apeshit on their ass.
See, people do get precious about these things. This is good. This is very good.
Adam in Frimley says, I would go nuts if someone touched my potato peeler. I'd see red mist. I'm left-handed and have a special one, so people can't be messing with it. I've also had sex on a waltzer. I was a bit sick afterwards, but that's not uncommon for me.
A sex on a what?
Waltzer.
A waltzer? What's that?
It's like an amusement park ride that goes round. You're in like a car and it spins round.
How on earth can you have sex in one of those?
I suspect, I don't know Adam in Frimley, but I'm going to guess. I suspect this was at a university ball, is my guess. And that's the kind. I don't think he would have done it at like Alton Towers.
I think it
was there and there were lots of drunk people and he had sex and it was sort of fine and...
That kind of makes sense.
I think that's my prediction.
Another question out of that one, though, as well, is left-handed potato peeler. Natalie King, boss lady producer here, she's left-handed. Poor doll.
Is she?
Can you confirm, is there actually left-handed potato peelers? You've got one. What is the difference? You can use it. Okay, so that's the only difference, is it's a placebo.
Is that the direction? I guess, I can see that.
Really?
Because otherwise you'd be going the wrong way. You'd be, like, slicing into yourself. You'd slit your wrists and die.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't. That would be terrible.
Yeah. But I don't know if why you get so upset if someone touches it. Like, if someone took it, I'd get it. But if you... Like, it's not like it's breakable.
But, I mean, that's the thing, though, is, like, sometimes things are so precious, you don't even the thought of someone touching it could then lead to, I picked it up and I've moved it around. Do you know what I mean? Like, if someone's touching things, then it's automatically going to put them in that danger of being lost.
Adam Frimley doesn't say that. Adam Frimley says if anyone touched it, he would go nuts.
Maybe he just feels that precious about it.
Yeah.
Like, and that, again, is just showing you how the depth of somebody who is left-handed.
Yeah.
How deep the complication goes.
Yeah.
Wow. It's deep.
It is deep. I didn't realise until fairly recently that there are so many left-handed... things like can openers and all this sort of stuff. You need quite a lot. You do. You do. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's good.
God.
There's one more. No touchy, this one's called. If anyone touches my bum towel, then I'm not impressed. That's just from Mark.
Bum towel?
Yeah.
What's a bum towel?
I don't know. I mean, I can guess.
A bum towel? Does anybody know what a bum towel is?
I'm guessing. Again, I don't know. I don't know, Mark. I've never touched his bum towel. I imagine it's a towel he uses to clean his...
bum.
Bottom after the shower. I presume after the shower. I presume it's not like instead of toilet paper.
Oh, God. Because wouldn't that be bad? It's like, I don't like to waste toilet paper.
I've got a good story.
I'd rather use a towel and just wash it. That's fucked up.
My brother lives out in Korea and he was out with some friends once and they were sort of chatting away as men can do about have you ever done this, that sort of stuff and things and you do this. And one guy they were with said, you know when you're wiping your ass, he goes, at what point do you stop? And they went, what do you mean? And he goes, you know, when there's how much left on the paper? And they went, well, like, nothing.
Yeah.
He's going, right, okay. So this guy's been going through his entire life going, that'll do.
Oh, no.
How grim is that? Imagine thinking that there's a point where you just go, I've got most of it.
No, that's terrible. That's really, really bad. You don't do that. I actually had that on a flight. I can't remember exactly where I was going, but it was in the last couple of months. And I'm like, when it comes to wiping after going to the toilet, I very much am like, no, definitely do. You know, I'm going to make sure that we're good to go. I don't leave anything to chance like this, like your friend you were just telling me there. So I was on a plane recently, and I was I'd finished on the toilet, and I was like, I was just about to pull my pants up. I was like, no, I'm just going to do one more wipe. Just like it's just for good measure, just to make sure. Gonna do one more wipe. So I did, and then I noticed that I had somehow managed to pretty much shit up the side of my leg. I don't know how this has happened, but I had missed it on all the previous wipes. So then I realised and I caught it.
My God, that's
otherwise horrific. I would have like pulled my pants up and walked back out onto to my seat on the plane and realised that I would have technically pooed myself. Thankfully, that didn't happen, Frank, because I always do one more wipe for good measure.
That is good. Have you ever used one of those Japanese toilets as water jets?
Oh, no, like the bidet, the ones with all... I have used one in Korea, yeah. With all the buttons
I use
all over
in Korea as well. They're brilliant. Yeah. And I don't understand, because when like they got flat screen TVs, everyone got flat screen TVs, and you can't buy the old ones anymore. Why do people still get toilets that aren't electronic and have water jets? Because it's so brilliant. Why aren't all toilets like that?
So many things that they do though, those toilets as well. There's like there's little warmers, ones for the radio, ones for to make coffee. There's like buttons. They're brilliant.
But I remember reading someone who was like championing bidets and basically and how good they are. And I must have thought, wow, that's a bit gross. Why do you want that sort of thing? But he said he went to India and he was talking to an Indian guy there who had like a bucket of water and would use his hand to clean himself. And he was going, that's really disgusting, mate. You use your hand to clean your bottom. And he goes, and this guy was going, is it disgusting? Or is it more disgusting to just smear it with paper? His argument was, he goes, there's no other part of your body that if you got human feces on, you'd just rub it with a bit of paper and go, that's fine. You'd be like you'd be at the sink for an hour scrubbing yourself. Yeah. But for some reason, it's all right to just use paper. Isn't it? We could talk about this all day.
I know, yeah, we are.
Hey, someone else said bum towel.
Yeah.
Arnie in Surbiton, I've got a bum towel as well. I don't want to use the same towel to clean my face and bum. You call it a bum.
Yeah.
I wash it once a week and hang it on the radiator to dry. Arnie in Surbiton, ladies. He's available.
Yeah, I've never heard of that bum towel before. No.
That's good. If anyone ever goes near my waffle maker, I'll make a waffle out of their face. Waffles for life, Josie.
Damn.
And if someone touches my nose, I'll punch them in the balls and vice versa. Nick in Somerset.
Hang on, it's vice versa. If someone touches them in the balls,
he'll punch them in the nose.
He'll punch them in the nose. And if someone punches them in the nose, he'll touch their balls? I don't understand. Yeah. What does that mean?
I think that's what he means. I think he means, if someone touches my nose, I punch them in the balls. And if someone punches me in the nose, I'll touch them in the balls.
Oh,
I think is what he means.
That would be nice.
Nick in Somerset would like to touch your balls.
Well, that would be a really good way to defuse a fight, wouldn't it? Someone's like, oh, you bastard. Doosh. Oh, yeah? Tickle. Hey, my balls. Get off my balls. All right, cool. We can be friends.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
That's good.
In conflict resolution, they should put ball tickling in there for sure.
Yeah.
I think
absolutely,
so.
Absolutely, yeah. Get ACAS on their thing. Yeah, ACAS. Don't get enough mentions on FUBAR.
No. Not nearly enough. Hey, we've got a very, very special guest who's going to be doing a rap about anything today. We're going to let you know in the next 15 minutes or so who it is. But it is definitely friend of the show. So we're excited about that.
Is it Gandhi?
No, it's not, because Gandhi is not a friend of the show.
No.
Unfortunately. Yeah, we've tried to get in touch with him, but he never gets back on his emails, a dickhead.
Yeah.
Don't know why. But, no, it's not Gandhi, but good guess.
Thank you.
Any other guesses?
Is it Ben Kingsley who played Gandhi in the film?
All right. Well, you really spoiled that. Yeah. Thanks a lot for that, Robbie Knox.
How awkward. Yeah.
You really spoiled that one. Mm. Coming up next, if you are cold because it's winter in the UK, we're just about to solve all your problems. We'll let you know why on Tuesday Roundup.
FUBAR Radio presents Joey
Page. Very special guests. I've got Will and Kapil from the Mystery Jets.
Hi.
I just want to ask you, who would you say is the worst person to live in close quarters with?
Well, Blaine's got this thing called the Hackney Hand, and if you are sort of fortunate, maybe unfortunate enough to, you know, share a bed with Blaine, you might get woken up by the wandering hand of Hackney.
That's creepy onto people.
Yeah. You know, so you might wake up with this kind of tarantula-like hand just resting on your chest in the middle of the night.
But you might be into that sort of thing.
I'm absolutely terrified of spiders, so it'll be a nightmare for me.
Every Wednesday, Joey Page, from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
music power.
Yo, my method for my musical madness, move and motivate those with musical talents, read it in bold print, we holding it down, lick a shot, hip hop when we're in your town, master blast the sound, freak the future far from here and now, with style, release, increase the peace, bubble with the beat, they feeling the heat in the streets, now each one, teach one, each one, young gun on one, listen to the warrior's drum, beating up the block with the ghetto hop that knock and make you wanna crash the spot and unlock, explode. Boom. The alpha and omega code with drum rolls and old soul. We uphold and foretold your scores of 6 years ago. Fast flow from G rap to cool mode. Super syllable, major to the minimal. Every individual bounce to the temple, yo. Lungs collapsing, raps be trapped in. The only way to make it happen, jaw jabbing fast.
Yo,
rapping.
I'm the hot dog, the runner, hottest monologue installed. Poetic inserts and yes, y'all. My speech is like holding two blocks apiece. The outreach that rock police, the super Avenger. Pretend for something if it just swim and rewrite the Emmy winner, get hype off any printer. And I came to get it, hit it like Operation Push, operate the tush, black octopus, the soul. And in a terry trying to patrol, I'm planning my goal. And lo and behold, it's the rubber dog, ready to rock, rock. Don't stop, hops, I knock like the lumberjack, chop, chop. The wordsmith, I write it block, letters are cursive, curse with circuit, service, surface. And watch how the brother get over, the fly casting over with the frankincense odor.
Bear witness, then wear riches and make career bitches. Share pitches when the ears get this, your brains are software glitches. Splatter your brains, leave scattered remains of matter and stains. That'll explain how you was battered and slain. I get rude and go to your show and use a role. Fans to boo and throw you off till you lose your flow. A pro mean that Joe Green when I blow steam. Put your whole team and pause that cold cream. They show laughter when I flow faster. Your whole have to go after her weed from the breeze when I blow past you. I'm dapper plus ghetto and just pedal. When the dust settle, we left in the rubble and the crushed metal. Nurses with hearses, sealing a verse with lip hearses. Spit fire, make it burst a bitch. Try me like a Osama, Odama, I'm a cause trauma and homicides when a collide like a kamikaze.
Came baby, walk hard to V-Jets. On streets of Brooklyn, I'm a crew of D-Steps. On streets of LA, I'm a whole E-set. On tracks with Jurassic, I be the G-Rex. Still that Gucci dressing, still that coochie pressing. My pimp game smooth to get some, I don't use discretion. Top tens do be stressing, fuck explaining it, who's he testing? Physical form or physical forms, leave your ass shaking like a mystical song. Please, now what type of shit was you on? Cause man, a compressor nigga mean one less a nigga, huh? All I want is my niggas all recruiting slimmy. All I want is my liver all polluted with Remy. Do it with any, bring it, I face off, huh? Turn you out your league like Jordan was with baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Your majesty, word flash, photography, third class economy, blaze slash your artery, nerve gas, anatomy, blur past dramatically, herbs hash, my word splash, packed agility, never predictability. Maneuvers of mine, fully designed, cause I'm true to the rhyme, we do the sublime. Cracking your backbone, attacking you whack clones, vernacular, right in the jack, capital rap zone, the combat, rebel assault, right? We fight like Stokely called Michael. No, we just like you. We broke and make me tell him what we might do. Ain't no joke. Provoke the right food. We first to see mercy with the king. Asiatic and Percy P. Ain't heard the worst of me. I'm to your chest 3D. Spit venom and burn your body like a STD.
2020 on the next, bro. I'm stepping to me wrong. I mess around and make a eulogy my theme song. This might seem wrong, but this is a mean song. Crushed like King Kong and just like ping pong. Back and forth, I spit my all and toss. It's time to floss. My verbal affirmation is to always go off. When syllables slide, you'll be enjoying the vibe when considering pride is
J5.
With another deadly melee, camera action, yo, we heavy, aim steady, slash machete, Maserati, engine ready, good and plenty, don't be petty, count the fatty and we jetty. Off to another city, what we do, our nitty gritty, we wild like Serengeti, Terra down like Stephen Zeddy, get ready for the ride, verbally hang glide, write and stay tied, missions inside, murderer worldwide,
the stage is show night.
It's J5, a day at the races on FUBAR for the Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got Robbie Knox filling in for Doc Brown.
Hello.
You having fun?
Yeah, having a brilliant time.
It's gone really quickly, hasn't it? We've only got like 40 minutes left of the show now. It's gone quick.
Yeah. I've got no frame of reference having not done the show before, so I don't know whether this feels quick or feels long, but it feels good to me. I know that. Good. I know it feels good.
So as long as it feels good, baby. As long as it feels good. Hey,
I feel like I'm in a tent in the circus with that kind of chat.
Well, you know what happens at the circus, mate. You know what happens at the circus.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Big top.
Mm-hmm. 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 Hey, how are you going with
clowns?
The... I know, obviously, even like days... I know this is a bit whack to be... doors just opened. Hello. All right. Thank you. There you go. You got brought a glass of water. How sweet is that? With... it's been a little bit boring to talk about the weather. Got a little bit talking about even like days like today. It is chilly, but beautiful blue skies and stuff like that. But it's still chilly. I've still always come because this is my second winter now here in the UK.
Yeah.
For how long that I've been here for, and it's always about now after New Year's and Christmas, I start to really feel it.
Yeah.
I feel like shit. Pretty much, I've got this incessant sniffle that I can't really get rid of. I have smashing vitamins and vitamin D tablets and all this stuff to try to because I'm just not used to it. You know, I mean, I've grown up in the sun and on the beach, so I'm not really
yeah, you live somewhere better, I think, in many ways.
It is tough. It is quite challenging this time of year. So when I see things like this that I saw today pop up on the internet quite a few times, it lifted my bloody spirits.
Go on.
Because even though I definitely don't want to leave the UK, it's always around about this time of year that I go, shit. Mm. Can I handle this? Can I handle this winter? Can I handle the next few months? I don't know. I don't know. So it's seen things like this where London is, it's already in plans. They're trying to raise the funds for it. London's first ever indoor tropical paradise is potentially coming to town. They've already raised, they've raised quite a bit more of money for it, but they need to raise quite a bit more, substantially more. But they are raised, the people organising it, they are behind Glastonbury's and the Shangri-La.
Oh, yeah.
Which do very, very interesting stuff. So, but basically what they want to do, as I said, it's an indoor tropical paradise. It's complete with a 40-foot waterfall.
Oh.
A swimming lagoon, hot tubs everywhere, sand, rock walls, jungle landscaping. It basically looks like a Hollywood film set.
Is this something that will be... Is the plan to have it in the summer? Is the plan to have it in the winter? Is it an all-year-round thing? Do we know?
I don't know if it's an all-year-round thing, but it's definitely focused for as a winter activity.
Okay.
I don't know where it's going to be yet as well, but they have said that it's going to where it is, it has excellent transport links.
okay.
And they reckon there's three tubes within a 10-minute walk of the location.
Is it a secret location?
No. Well, it is at the moment.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it would be hard if it was a secret location when
at
it was
the time,
out.
Yeah.
It is. Yay, where do we go? We don't. That's how we get there. We don't go.
We may or we may not. We will never know.
Mate, it looks absolutely incredible. I reckon so by like sort of the daytime hours, 9 till 5:30, it's going to be more of a family-focused activity, stuff like that. And then by night, 6 p.m. till 3 a.m., massive pool party with DJs and bar and all of that stuff.
If you had the option, if you had the option for it all always to be a certain weather and temperature and all that, you could choose either you get seasons or you have to pick something and that's what it's like forever. Would you take it?
No, I'm more of a seasons person.
Yeah.
I like the seasons.
I like the seasons.
Yeah.
I like snow. I like skiing.
And
you'd miss out on that if it was all sunny?
Yeah, you would. No. I mean, I do love the warm weather, but I do love the seasons too. Like when it was snowing on, was it Saturday night it was snowing? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Saturday morning. Yeah. Saturday, very, very early Saturday. Because I'd been DJing and I'd finished. And then when I came outside, it was like I was... All of a sudden, I was dancing like Winona Ryder and Edward Scissorhands, round and round circles.
That's
in the
amazing.
Street.
I went to bed about 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So I did not know go out DJing. And then I woke up in the morning at about 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know it snowed until we got light. And I was like, wow, it snowed. There'll be more of this magic for next week when I'm back. Everyone is tuning in.
Oh, God. I was looking at a photo. Maybe we'll put a photo up of this indoor tropical paradise potentially coming to London. We'll put it up on our Twitter so you can have a look.
Is it like... Because there's that Winter Wonderland thing, isn't there, in Hyde Park? Is it that sort of thing?
Absolutely not. I'm going to show you a little photo of it here. Why don't you describe what you see in the picture?
I'll describe what I can see. Okay. It's like a tropical wonderland. It's massive. There's no way that they're going to fit that in London. That's ridiculous. They're not going to be able to do that. It's basically like a massive world, and there's a big sort of lake, there's hot tubs, there's a beach, but it can't be on that scale.
Yeah, I reckon, why not?
That's huge. No wonder they haven't raised enough money. It's like they've got to build a new world.
Apparently, first stage of planning is something along the lines of they needed 100K to raise 100K, and they did that straight away.
Okay.
And then they need to raise for stage two. Now they need to raise something like another 800K or something like that. And they've got a little while to do it, I think. And then after that, stage three might be another couple of million pounds. But I reckon if they can get stage one, we've already dusted. If they can get stage two developed, I reckon they're just going to have people throwing money at them left, right and centre to get this off the ground. Wouldn't that be it looks so good. It's literally like, as we said, like rock walls with palm trees, sandy beach, rock, a big warm lagoon, hot tubs. Although I don't like public hot tubs. I always just think, oh, I'm going to get pregnant if I get in this or something bad's going to happen.
So you're quite into hygiene, aren't you, and your toothbrush and all this. I like hygiene, don't get me wrong. But I'm pro it. But you seem like, really into it.
Germaphobe, too much? Maybe a little bit too much.
I don't know. I don't think you'll get pregnant.
No. Really? You don't know that for sure, though.
I don't know. We're not without trying.
Oh, I don't know. Seen some bad shit happen in hot tubs. I was watching something on YouTube the other day. Some poor girl on Big Brother, like, pooed herself in a spa in Brazil. Big Brother or something like that. Oh, it was terrible.
What?
I just don't like the idea of...
And then put it in your front yard.
Yeah, probably.
We see that as a callback to earlier conversations there. Just explain the joke for anyone who didn't notice it.
I'm really voting yes for indoor tropical paradise in London. It's looking like it's really going to happen. It really does.
You're really into this.
I am really into this.
Yeah.
This would solve all my problems because literally it's this time of year now where I'm like, oh, even if I go somewhere around Europe, it's probably not going to be that much warm. I'm not going to get my sun, any real sun fix or any warmth, really.
I went two Januaries ago, I went for a week to Fuerteventura in the Canary Islands, and even then, it was a bit cold.
Was it?
It was warm enough, but you couldn't really go in the swimming pool very long. It was cold, and it was just a little bit warmer than... Well, it was a lot warmer than here, but it wasn't like proper sun.
Poor
warm.
Thing.
You need to go further. You need to go like your hemisphere.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't want to do that. I want to go to indoor tropical paradise.
It doesn't exist, mate. It doesn't exist.
It does.
Just wait.
All right, the time has come. We are going to find out up next who is our special guest doing a rap about anything for us today on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup.
FUBAR Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
So I wake up on Christmas Day. Murray gets a text from someone that we've all grown up with, that we all love, from a small television program called Friends.
Courtney Cox?
Yeah. She goes, "Have Christmas at mine." We were like, "Oh, we can't turn up empty-handed. We've got to like bring like at least a card or something."
Yeah.
The only cards that we had like, "It's great to be with your friends" in huge lettering on the front. And we had like three of those. And we were like, "Oh, fuck." Like, not even trying.
You can't make that shit up.
Not that's even trying brilliant. It.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
Strokes Someday on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got good Sir Robbie Knox filling in for Doc Brown.
Hello, sir.
Good sir. Now, we do have Rap About Anything normally handled by Doc Brown, who is away, as we said. So we've got a very, very special guest. He's going to be doing Rap About Anything for us today. We're so excited. You're going to find out any second now.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We're going to call this one Rap About Anything.
Doc Brown!
This is Doc Brown.
Rapping about anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Make some noise, yeah.
So, mystery Rap About Anything guest for today, please reveal yourself.
He's I. He's Coolio Bambata, a.k.a. Pete and Pimlico.
Coolio
Bambata. I'm going to take Doc Brown's crown and it from his big head, because his head's too big, blood.
Oh, mate. Wow, Pete from Pimlico, mate. So great to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Yes, great. It's great to be here. Great to be back. You have a good Christmas and a happy new year.
Yeah, mate. You have had a very, very
you
great...
Oh, no, yours is in June, is it? Because you're Australian.
My Christmas is in June.
Yeah, and your new year and everything. I'm sorry, bud.
What?
Must be offended by that.
All right. No, it's fine, man. No, I you haven't met Robbie yet. Robbie Knox. Pete from Pimlico.
Hey, Bobby Knox.
Robbie, with an R.
Good enough.
Robbie
good
Box.
Enough.
You remember that program back in the 80s, blood? Robbie Box, innit?
I don't remember that.
You're too young, innit, blood? Too young.
I'm 38.
Bobby Rox. What do you do, Bobby Rox, eh?
I'm just hanging around here today.
Just hanging around like a bad smell, isn't it, blood?
Pretty much, yeah. Just something to do in it, keep me off
good,
the street.
Good, blood. Good, not as good as Scott, though, eh?
Oh, Pete, no, you can't say that.
No, he's much better than
fair Doc. Enough. No, I'm not.
He's better than... No, you're much better than Doc.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, well, that
means a lot.
I can't say that either now, can I? I've got in real trouble with everyone now.
Yeah, but we know you're going to make up for it, because you're going to be doing Rap About Anything. How do you feel about Rap About Anything? Are you a rapper? Have you previously been in...
Well, I used to be a rapper, yeah. I mean, once a rapper, you're always a rapper, right? It's like riding a bike, isn't it, rapping? So, you know, but I just rap to myself these days, rather than, you know, the big dance halls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What do you normally do? Just like when you're walking down the chippy, just kick a rap, cut the hot drop a hot 16 to yourself or something like that, do you? Or
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That sort of thing with this, so like curry sauce and that. Yeah, you get that in the rhymes, and you're well aware, innit? And sometimes they give you, if you do it well, you get free chips, innit?
You do. Well, does this ever cross over like for you when you're trying to, like you're in mid conversation but you forget and you're trying to maybe order something and then you just start kicking a rap there as
you
well?
Go until, yeah, it happens a lot, especially, you know, when you're working at it, you're just talking in a rap style.
Yeah.
It becomes like your normal language, innit, blood? You're down the video shop and you're rapping to the guy and he's like, he's calling the police or something. He doesn't know what's going on, you know?
No, we can't have that. Do you reckon...
It's all safe, isn't it? It's safe. It's just language, isn't it, blood? It's not what's going to hurt anyone.
Are you concerned about today at all? Main concern, obviously, being that this could change your life forever because you're probably going to get signed after this and you'll have to leave everything you know behind?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if there's anyone out there, you know, it's I am free now from my contract before with Pimlico Records.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the local...
Sounds really ghetto.
Yeah. Really ghetto, man. It's more ghetto than ghetto.
It's definitely more ghetto. So what have you chosen as a topic for... Because normally
the
we get...
The topic for today, because I think it's very topical, is fry-ups.
Oh, fry-ups. Good one. Why is that topical today?
Well, because I had one today, innit?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Very topical. There you go. You can't argue with that theory. You really cannot argue with that theory at all.
It's fresh, isn't it? Topical, man. Right after press.
Well, how fresh is it? Like, did you have breakfast for dinner?
Well, yeah, you know, I get up late, blood, innit? So it's just repeating on me now, blood.
Yeah.
Just getting there.
Pete from Pimlico, he's up at the crack of noon every day.
I was up at the crack of dawn this morning, yeah. She weren't too happy about it, I could tell you. No. Lenny Henry.
He used to
be up at the crack of dawn, not anymore.
No. Whoop. Yep. Oh, Pete, we love you, mate. All right, well, how you feeling? Do you reckon you're about ready to kick this rap for us?
What beats you got for me rolling in the background?
Well, I've been told from my lovely producer, Nat, that it's Jimmy Nail, Ain't No Doubt instrumental.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and this is for you. So your rapper name is Coolio. What was your rapper name again?
It's Coolio Bambaataa.
Coolio Bambaataa. I like it.
Coolio Bambaataa.
My man. All right. Well, Pete from Pimlico, you're going to hold down Rap About Anything for us today. Here we go, mate.
Roll the Jimmy Nails.
Whenever you're ready, buddy.
Okay, mate, yeah.
Can you hear that all right? Can you hear that all right?
Yeah. Jimmy Nails. Yeah. Crocodile Shoes. Jimmy Nails. Here we go. We're coming in with the beat, y'all. And here we go, yeah. Eggs, butter, beans, toast, sausage, tomato, bacon, black pudding, butter, mushrooms, cheese, sauce, brown and red. It's your choice. I'm a big man, I got a big pan, so come to mine and I'll do your fry up. I got a big egg flipper, I got a big dipper, so get round mine, cause I only use Heinz, beans, or maybe Branson, because I can, son. I'm Coolio Bambaataa, and an hour after, my fry up, you're gonna farter. Afterwards we'll have tea, just you and me, and possibly Eric C, cause he says he's heard of Coolio Bambaataa's fry up is running. Yeah, and then back to the chorus.
What is the chorus, man? You need to throw a hook in there, Pete. Come on, throw a hook in there.
But that was eggs, butter, bean, toast, sausage, tomato, bacon, black pudding, butter, mushroom, cheese, sauce, brown and red. It's your choice. And so on. And then we have another breakdown.
What about? Have you thought about female backing vocals? Do you want to try to do those as well?
Yeah, that might be. That's not a bad idea. And just a break, a little bridge in the middle, about fry ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, something in the middle there.
Pete, that was absolutely magical, mate. That was brilliant.
Yeah, it's just freestyling, blood. Just freestyling, you know what I mean? It's nothing, man. Nothing, innit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Is the phone ringing? Can you just check? Is a producer now? Is the phone ringing? Is that a record company? I think Heinz maybe want to start a record company.
Heinz want to do it, yeah, innit, blood? Yeah, stop me saying about Branston, innit?
No.
Heavy competition, innit?
Oh, Pete from Pimlico, that was amazing, man. Hey, do you reckon you want to do another one next week for us?
Yeah, sure, yes, lads, yeah.
Damn, so what is the life in Coolio Bambaataa for the rest of the evening?
I don't know, man. Go down the Groucho Club, lads.
Yeah.
I just sneak in the back door, though. I ain't a member, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be a member of the member that couldn't have me as a member. You know what I'm saying? Put that down. Quote me on that.
Pete, you're the best, mate. Thanks so much. That was brilliant.
Yeah, baby. A river dirty.
Yeah. What a legend. Coolio Bambaataa. All right, mate. We'll catch you next week. We want you to do another Rap About Anything. That was great.
Coolio. Yeah. See you, blood. Have a good evening. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, thank you, mate. What a legend.
Peace in Pimlico.
Yay. Pete from Pimlico holding down Rap About Anything. What a legend. Oh, bless.
That was brilliant.
It made me hungry as well.
That was really good.
Really, really good.
That's my favourite bit so far.
Yeah.
The bit I wasn't involved in.
Oh.
Yeah, the show, no, it was good. It was really good. Really good.
Well, I tell you what, you can get involved in that. You're so good at. And let's do it up next. Just got some more tweets and emails to read out.
I can read things.
You're good like that.
Thank you.
Pete from Pimlico, that was absolutely brilliant. What a legend. What an absolute legend. Coolio Bambaataa. He's Kanye. He's featuring Pusha T, this one. Runaway, you're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup.
Yeah, I always find something wrong. toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerk-offs that'll never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can. Run away from me, baby. Crazy, why can't she just run away? Baby, I got a plan. Run away as fast as you can.
24/7, 365. She's hooked, stays on my mind. I did it. Alright, alright, I admit it. Now pick your next move, you can leave or live with it. It could buy train with that mother me off top off. Split and go where? Back to wearing knockoffs high. Knock it off, Neiman's shop it off. Let's talk over my ties, waitress top it off. Ooh, like vultures wanna fly in your Freddy loafers. You can't blame them, they ain't never seen Versace sofas. Every bag, every blouse, every bracelet comes with a price tag, baby, face it. You should leave if you can't accept the basics. Plenty more than a ball and bug in Matrix. Invisibly set, the Rolex is faceless. I'm just young, rich, and tasteless. P.
Never was much of a romantic. I could never take the intimacy. And I know I did damage. Cause the look in your eyes is killing me. I guess you knew an advantage. Cause you could blame me for everything. And I don't know how I'ma manage if one day you just up and leave. Toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerk-offs that'll never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
You're on FUBAR, it's a Tuesday round. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got Robbie Knox filling in for Doc Brown.
Howdy.
How was your first interaction with Pete from Pimlico?
I thought Pete from Pimlico was excellent.
Yeah,
10 out of 10.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah, really good.
We do love him, because you just asked me during that song. You were like, oh, how do you know him? Is he this? Is he that? He's actually just a listener who was cracked us up so many times. We just decided to just get him on as much as we could.
If he is indicative of the average FUBAR listener, then it is a credit to your station, because he's excellent. Yep. Excellent always. Yeah. Really enjoyed him.
If you did miss Pete from Pimlico, friend of the show, he was doing Rap About Anything while Doc Brown's away. You can always listen back. Easiest way to do that is just to go and download the free FUBAR app. And also, you can find out all the details on www.fubarradio.com. We've had a few tweets come through at FUBAR Radio as well, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Things and stuff. Someone's, Ben in Crouch End, says, because we were talking about touching earlier, I like touching hot taps and fanny packs. Thanks.
What? Hang on, I think we were talking about things that you don't want of yours. You don't want other people to touch.
I should have read that before I read it out.
And what did someone say?
That one, he likes touching hot taps and fanny packs. Don't know.
See, I love how this, and this quite often happens on this show, I've noticed as well. You ask something like, hey, what's something that drives you crazy if people touch? And then somebody comes back and goes, yeah. I like touching fanny packs.
I like the free thinking nature of the FUBAR listeners. That they don't need to be caged by your criteria. It's like a stream of consciousness. Someone just sent a little message going, I bought a new car or something.
Exactly. It's so true.
Marcus says, I'd like someone to touch my balls or my nose. They're both too lonely at the moment.
Oh.
That's sad, Marcus.
Oh, balls and nose. That's because there was somebody said before that if anyone touches my nose, I'll kick them in the balls or something, and then vice versa.
Yeah.
Which we only figured that if someone kicks them in the balls, he'll touch their nose.
Fiona says, I'd hate anyone to touch my jelly. I'd be furious. I like to keep a pot next to me on my desk. I don't like to eat it, but I like the texture. I like to stick the tips of my fingers in it. Fiona sounds hot.
Can I just say, anybody that keeps a little thing of jelly by their desk just because they like the texture of it, it's probably best to not go too close to them at all, full stop. That sounds like a serial killer to me.
I'm quite into Fiona.
That sounds like a serial killer.
I'm going to take the risk.
Oh, God. Who keeps a bowl of jelly by their desk?
Someone is open to suggestion, my friend.
Am I the only one that finds this outrageously strange?
That's because you're a hygiene freak, we've already discovered.
This is, nothing to do with hygiene. Who keeps a bowl of jelly?
There's nothing wrong with keeping a bowl of jelly to finger occasionally. It's fine.
No. Oh, shit.
Don't judge Fiona.
Oh, God.
Brilliant.
Why not?
Pip from Carl Shulton. I hate people touching my anal beads. Why are your listeners? Particularly boyfriends and my cleaning lady. She always seems to find them, though.
Yeah. Well, it depends where she leaves them, but anal beads, yeah, you don't want to touch people touching your anal beads, do you?
Well,
no, they're private. They're for your body. They're not for other people to hand around and, you know, wear as marla beads or whatever they want to do.
Well,
no,
but maybe she could use them with one of her boyfriends, perhaps, or something. I don't know. Or with her cleaning lady.
Well, it sounds like the cleaning lady's probably the closest bet, considering she seems to magically find them wherever they're stashed.
Yeah. Mm. If anyone goes to touch my puppy, not a euphemism, Benjamin, I will slap their hand away. He's too cute for your slimy stranger hands, Rachel. I love that they're all like, I like a finger jelly. I've put beads up my ass. And then someone goes, I've got a really cute puppy. So that's nice mix. Thanks, Rachel. Yeah. You brought it back.
That's really unfair, that one, because I've noticed over the years that girls, especially, when they see any puppy, any dog at all, it's just the instinctive thing takes over and they just have to go, oh my God, and run towards it and suffocate it and get selfies with it and do all sorts of stuff. So I think that's kind of unfair. If you're walking a puppy in an open platform, public platform, a park, and then a girl comes over to goes, oh my God, a puppy, and then you're like, get goddamn hands off my dog.
It's unfair. And likewise, if you're walking along holding your anal beads in a station concourse, then you can't get angry if someone touches them.
I don't think you should. I don't think you have the right.
If I see someone touching my pencils, I think about jamming World 2 up their butthole and ears. That's Polly from Stockwell.
Wow. It seems to be
females that seem to get most angry.
If anybody touches my pencils.
Yeah.
I'm assuming at work?
I don't know. Maybe she's an illustrator. Maybe she's five. I don't know. Why is she I don't think many adults have pencils.
These are all begging a lot of questions. They really are.
Yeah, why have you got pencils, Polly from Stockwell?
What did she say she wanted to do with them again?
She wants to jam one or two up their butthole and ears. Well, quite frankly, Polly, you'll need more than two if you're going to jam them in a butthole and both ears. You'll need three pencils minimum.
It's true. Unless it's a really long, stretchy one, they could maybe go around all three.
I don't think you get pencils like that.
Really?
I mean, pencils are straight and made of wood.
Do you
know what a pencil is?
No, I don't know if we're thinking about this. I'm still thinking about anal beads.
Maybe anal beads, anal beads, you can stick in both ears.
You can stick in both ears. Good. Glad we cleared that one up.
Okay, that's done now, for now.
Brilliant.
I really enjoyed that. I didn't think there'd be such a high standard of email and tweet, but I've thoroughly enjoyed almost all the ones that have come in.
Which ones didn't you enjoy, do you think?
I didn't read one out. I left one out. I didn't think it was very good.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, go on, read it.
Oh, but then now that's harsh on the person who... Well, they know because they sent it in. Eddie said, while on public transport, when I get bored, I like to see how many bald heads or patches I can touch without people noticing.
Where? What do you do that?
Just I felt a bit sorry for the people whose heads he's touching. So
yeah, you shouldn't really do that. But, I mean, I'm just trying to picture this. If he's on the tube and it's kind of busy... Do you like pretend to yawn and stretch and like just quickly rub someone's bald head, or how do you do it?
You'd have to be he says when he's bored. How bored would you have to be to go, just going to touch some heads?
And what was the other one? Toupees, he said. Is it toupees and bald heads?
No, bald heads or patches.
Patches, like on clothing and stuff like that?
No, I think you mean like bald patches.
Oh, bald patches.
He's into baldies.
He really is into baldies, isn't he?
Yeah.
God, I couldn't, like, if it was a quiet tube, how could you, say you get onto a carriage and there's two people sitting in the whole row of chairs.
Yeah.
You get there, one of them, you're bored, one of them you notice has a bit of a bald patch on his head or is fully bald.
Yeah.
How are you going to, like, you know, discreetly touch someone's head when there's only, say, three of you on the tube?
Well, that's why I didn't read it out. I've just thought Eddie was... I don't like Eddie.
No?
I just genuinely don't like him.
Does it? Oh God.
I hate him.
I really hate him. I feel like this is bringing back some bad memories.
I really hate him.
You do, don't you?
No, I don't. I've got more emails. They just appear.
Well, Paul, you're trying to move on from Eddie. We were breaking ground there with you and fine. Possibly some if you don't serious
wanna,
well, issue.
Fine then. If you don't want to know what Max likes touching.
Oh, shit. I want it so bad. You got me.
I thought you might. Max likes touching worms and eggshells.
Does he? Again, I love it when we ask a question, what do you not want touched by other people? And he says, I like to touch worms.
God, what are the odds? The subject of the next email is eggs. Oh, you couldn't make it up. Well, you wouldn't want to. Hex in London. Do you think Hex is a boy or a girl? What's Hex?
I don't know, unless somebody is cursing us right now.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
you
good
probably
point.
Shouldn't have read that out.
I always keep some scrambled egg mix by my bed to protect it for the morning. I don't have a lot of time when I get up to make it in the morning, so I prepare it the night before and make sure it doesn't go missing as it's near me. That doesn't seem hygienic. You'd hate that. How inhygienic is that?
All wrong. For starters, scrambled egg mix.
Isn't that just eggs?
Isn't that just literally just a couple of eggs with a bit of milk?
I said a bit of milk, yeah, yeah.
Or is there some kind of like pre-made scrambled egg, like really, really sketchy mashed potato mix that you can buy from a packet or something like that?
I think Hex uses eggs, and I don't think that's very hygienic. I don't think that's very food safe,
That's not food safe at all. And why would you, how long does it really take to crack two eggs in a bowl and put a splash of milk in there?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not me doing it.
It's just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
No. But I think it's up to you to break it down.
Toucan goes completely off topic. It says, I sleep with my trainers. I have a pair for every night of the week. That's seven.
Perfect. See, that's exactly what we're talking about.
What is going on here? It's just, why am I reading them out?
I don't know. I feel
good. What life decisions have I made when I'm in a room just reading people's mad stream of consciousness thoughts?
Welcome to the Tuesday Roundup, mate.
I love it.
Welcome to the Tuesday Roundup. So you like to wear shoes to bed? I mean, I used to do that when I was a kid. I used to wear my Wellingtons. Why not? Great idea. I love my wellies. Wear them to bed all the time.
I've never worn shoes in bed. Now I'm doing it.
Tonight. You never know. Before you get into bed, get a couple of pencils, a little scrambled egg mix, and put on some trainers.
We've got building work going on at the minute, so there's lots of dust everywhere. So if I'm ever going to wear shoes in bed, now's probably the time.
Probably is the time, yeah, because you get away with it. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
We're out of insane emails now.
Are we?
From your lunatic listeners.
Well, we're also nearly out of time, so we're going to...
Oh, what? I was really getting into it.
Well, I want to find out a little bit more about you, Robbie Knox. I don't know too much about you as yet, so we're going to do a little colour test up next, which I'm sure will work great in the medium of radio.
Brilliant.
We're going to do that right after Melbourne, as chosen by you.
Yeah, they're back.
To send in the boys.
Yeah, they're doing reunion gigs. Go and see them. They're brilliant.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right. Where? When? How do people...
Sheffield, April. Buy tickets somewhere. I'm not sure where, how. I don't know.
Legend.
Brilliant. Man. Great band.
You're on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday Roundup.
Let's go. What's the crime? What's the score? Let's go.
Nice, Milburn. Sending the boys as chosen by Robbie tune. Knox. What filling in for song. Doc Brown. I love that. That was great.
Good, isn't it? Really lifted me for the last few minutes. Real boost.
Dude, we've only got 5 minutes left.
Quick, while I've got energy.
Well, this is good because I wanted to find out a bit more about you. One thing I didn't know about you, Robbie Knox, is that you're married. You have a wife.
I do.
Cool. And yeah. You've been together for a while?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you're married, yeah, you have to be together for a bit, don't you?
You've been married for what?
5 years or something.
Nice.
Do about 10, I think.
Bless.
Something like that.
Yeah. Bless. Well, when you get into married life, there must be a lot of questions, and I'm sure I've been engaged, but I haven't been married, so I can't confirm this, but I'm sure one of the big questions when you are married is, I wonder what colour I would randomly choose would refer to which sexual position I prefer. Surely. Okay. Is that a normal question that you ask yourself when you're married?
It might be. I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes. Maybe. I mean, we've run out of conversation, to be honest, so any topics are welcome.
Oh, really?
Stage. Yeah.
Wow, well, have you? Like, is that a normal thing, though, to run out of conversation with your wife?
I don't know. It's for me.
Yeah?
No. I mean, you sort of know the stuff you need to know. It's just sitting around, isn't it? Like I say, waiting to die.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, here we go. I wanted to spend the last few minutes of the show to find out a bit more about you.
Yeah.
So... what I've got here is I've got a colour test. Now, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 different colours here.
Did you invent this?
No. I'm definitely not smart enough to invent something like this. Although I could possibly be dumb enough to invent something like this, because this is pretty stupid.
Yeah.
But what it is, apparently, depending on which of these colours you would just naturally pick as your favourite, would determine a corresponding favourite sexual position. Apparently.
Right, okay. So I shouldn't look at it then.
Look at it, no.
Oh, God.
So yeah. I'm gonna tell you the colours, and then you need to tell me just randomly of these colours, which you go, okay, that's my favourite, that's the one I want.
Okay, all right.
So there is baby blue, there's brown, there's navy blue, pink, orange, red, yellow, green, or purple.
I'm going to go for baby blue.
Okay. Cute. Baby blue. Okay, so apparently, choosing baby blue, your favourite sexual position is the boot knocker, right?
Yep.
So apparently you know all about knocking the boots. Right before your partner is just about to finish, you abruptly stop to find some oversized Timberlands. Then you proceed to drill a hole into the bedroom floor. Find a construction hat while you're at it. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Does that sound like you?
Yeah. It's the first date move for Knox.
Yeah. I don't know how accurate these are.
Yeah,
but it is good to find out more about you.
Well, I don't understand what this is. Where's it come from?
Well, this is just, it's a basically like a
psychometric test or
it
something.
It is. Okay. Exactly that. Like if you pick the colour brown, that's called the paddle boat.
Yeah, okay.
Have you heard of motor boating? Well, when you motorboat breasts, you put your mouth in between the breasts and you go... like that. Well, this isn't that. You'll paddle your partner's sides in the act with the hopes of making them climax. You know how to keep things wet. Apparently, if you chose brown, you are the paddle boat.
What do you mean sides?
Well, you know, sides.
What, the side of them, or are we talking like...
Maybe the side of them, I reckon, the side of them. You paddle them. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Would you want to, it's a bit weird, this, isn't it?
It's really weird.
What's your favourite colour, then? Which one were you going for?
Well, I would have picked green.
Green.
Yeah.
The boxer.
Yeah.
You like to tell your partner that they're a bum.
Oh, wow.
You view sex as a sparring match, and you make sure you've got all the Vaseline in your corner.
Okay.
Is that all you got in your champ? Is a phrase you regularly tell to keep up the motivation.
Because I'm sure girls would love hearing that. Yeah. While I'm there, I'm calling them a bum and asking them, is that all you got?
Some will. That's the rule, isn't it? There's always someone who'll like it, something.
I thought yellow was a good one. Yellow means, if you chose yellow randomly, then that would mean the Seinfeld, your favourite sexual position. Now, what's the deal with sexual intercourse? You'll literally joke your partner into having an orgasm. There's no such thing as a bad time to tell a joke. Apparently, the Seinfeld.
Did this come from the internet?
Of course it did, Robbie Knox. Where else would it have come from?
I don't know. From Harvard.
Where else? Very likely. That is it for us. We'll be back next Tuesday for the Tuesday Roundup. I believe, Robbie Knox, you're going to be back filling in for Doc Brown again.
If I'm welcome, I'd love to come back.
Certainly.
I've had a brilliant time.
Have you had a good time?
Yeah, I've genuinely have, yeah. It's been nice.
Oh, cool.
But I don't get out much, but it's been good.
Well, it's been lovely having you on. Really, really much appreciated your time. And you can go back and listen back to the show if you need to or if you want to via the app or via the foobarradio.com website. Until then, have a fantastic week. I'll be back on Friday for the Friday Social, 1 p.m. Later.